Jose Martinez of Sartorial. Well, he is just so stylish. I wish you were here in studio today to meet him. His store has been on Off Beach Drive for 7 years, but he has so much to talk about today. We're going to ask him about trends in style and fashion. He has Sartorial for men. He has Style near Park Shore, Style Midtown on 31st Street and 5th Avenue North, and a restaurant in the Warehouse Arts District, Eat, Art, Love. Jose, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with Sartorial's men's shop, and what is in style this summer for stylish men in St. Pete?
Well, because of the weather, the one stable thing, it must be comfortable, it must be light, it must be airy, it must be moisture wicking, and that has consistently and grown in demand over the years for men's fashion, so, and particularly for us in Florida.
You actually outfit men of all ages, and it's classic style with a flair. Tell us a little bit about that. What is trending? Is it a seersucker? Today you're wearing a fabulous stripes. I know stripes are trending.
For the shirt or the undershirt, it must be moisture wicking. It must be four-way stretch, or at least four-way stretch, six-way stretch works better. But the benefit of it is that it always wicks moisture away. It takes the moisture from sweat from your skin and puts it on the outside of the material, and then, of course, the air evaporates it out. So stretchy is also another thing. Even sports jackets today, we have a brand called Tombolini, and it is extraordinarily comfortable. Many guys come to the store saying, "Oh, no, I don't wear jackets, so I choose not to wear jackets." And then you put them in it, and they realize that, whoa, this thing is as light as a sweatsuit exercise piece that you would have. So it's that kind of comfort, even though it looks like a traditional sports jacket or suit.
Blue is very big this season. What are we wearing with blue?
Colors, and more colors. So fuchsia is good. Pinks are strong. Lime green, salmon or anything within those veins seem to work very, very well. Of course, many guys, and as a staple for men's fashion, it's dark blue, navy, light gray, those are the staples. But generally, anything with color works really well.
You know, I love Al Roker, and he always has a pocket square. My dad always wore a pocket square. I see that you have. That's come back, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed. Because what happens is that it really and truly allows you to elevate your look, nice and simple, without breaking your budget. And many of the guys today, they're looking for that distinction. There's no longer ties being worn, as you know, so that it really makes sense to put a pocket square and elevate your look and, become, as they say, a man of distinction.
And men can really accent their outfit with socks.
Oh, yes.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, man. So there's elephants, there's parrots, there's ducks, there's cricket, there is, baseball, basketball, there is Grateful Dead. You would be amazed. There's tweed, there is, argyle, any time you have the opportunity, particularly with black shoes or whiskey-colored shoes and a dark color trousers, to change the look or add an accent of socks, you can easily do that. And there is an abundance of socks, available for you.
So you've opened two new styles. Tell us about Style. What's the concept and what are you purveying there?
Okay, so Sartorial is a more traditional yet edgy concept. But one of the things we wanted to do was to create an opportunity for the younger customer or the customer who is looking for value premium. So Sartorial is a premium luxury store, and that's located at 400 Beach Drive entrance on 4th Avenue. And Style is located at 300 Beach Drive, which is the Park Shore building, but the actual location is at the corner of 3rd Avenue Northeast and 1st Street. And there it's a lot more value for the money, but still a premium curated quality pieces.
Absolutely. I really love the word sartorial style. How did you come up with that name?
Well, two things. First of all, I forgot to mention that the third store is Style Midtown, and Style Midtown is located on 31st Street and 5th Avenue Northeast, and there it's all about value. So that, you know, three concepts: one, premium luxury; the second one, value premium; and the third one, it's all about value. So there's great opportunities there.
And now, go ahead, Jose.
Yeah,
sorry.
So sartorial means of tailor. And we wanted to make sure that we went back to the St. Pete was known as a paragon of fashion, you know, long before we came here. And over the years, it moved away from that. And we wanted to make sure that it was we could recapture that, you know, in our unique St. Pete way. So if I told you sartorial means of tailor, if I told you you were sartorially dressed, that means you were well tailored. And style, of course, speaks for itself.
Well-dressed is never out of style is his motto. But if that's not enough, if he's not busy enough, there's also Eat, Art, Love. Tell us about the new restaurant and lounge.
Okay, so Eat, Art, Love is a concept that we created, and it's a restaurant, breakfast, lunch, brunch, open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 9 to 3, and it's part of the Warehouse Arts District Association. It's a wonderful additive to that vibrant, energetic, creative space with 36 artists under one roof, and it's located on 22nd Street between 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue. So it's been doing really great. The chef Mario Bagnalli was just featured on Chopped, and he did an extraordinary job. He's really elevated what breakfast and brunch, you know, can be. And we have been truly, truly very, very proud of the work he's done. And Jess, our front manager, is there to welcome you. So it's a great space for a great brunch.
So you can be well-dressed, go to brunch, and really live the Jose Martinez style. And I just want to say this is a family affair. Your son works with you as well.
Oh yes. And he is the curator of the store. He is the creative who demands and expects and picks all the products, you know, that we carry, which is I am the one with the retirement at risk, so which is the joke in the family. So, you know, he wants to do it all.
Well, Jose Martinez, we want to thank you for being here, for all that you do for the Downtown Business Association, and I hope that you're going to have a great summer.
And that is the plan, and so far it's been doing really well, and we thank St. Pete for its continued support.